So over time, we will learn, because appearing at our center through Venerable Geshe-la's great kindness are the three study programs of the new Kadampa tradition. And Venerable Geshe-la said once to a group of students in New York City, he said, if you can, join teacher training program. If this is not possible, join foundation program. And if this is not possible, join general program. So I imagine that many of you listening are attending these precious study programs. They are a method coming for us, the people of the modern world, for gaining Dharma realizations. So on these precious programs, we will learn more about Buddha's bodies, because Buddha has four bodies, which you can read about, for example, in the book Modern Buddhism. And when we hear these wonderful, wonderful things, meaningful objects we're learning about, we think, one day, may I have the four bodies of a Buddha. How can we ever develop that wish if no one is appearing as Buddha's emanation to give us instructions that such precious holy objects exist? So to attain enlightenment, we need the holy illusory body of Buddha. And to attain this, we need to abandon ordinary appearance of our body. To attain enlightenment, we need to attain the holy speech of Buddha. And to attain this, we need to abandon ordinary appearance of our speech. To attain enlightenment, we also need to attain Buddha's holy omniscient wisdom, Buddha's holy mind. To attain this, we need to abandon ordinary appearance of our mind. So as you know, because we learned a little bit about this in the empowerment, we reduce our ordinary appearance of our body, speech and mind through generation stage. And we cease ordinary appearance of all phenomena completely through training in completion stage, Tantra. When we completely purify our ordinary appearance of all phenomena through training in generation stage and completion stage Tantra, we automatically attain enlightenment. And we have a completely pure body, speech, mind. So to give us encouragement, Venerable Geshe-la says, for this reason, I often say, attaining enlightenment is very simple. All we need to do is apply effort to purifying our mind. Purifying our mind of ordinary appearance. Only this. This is what we need to emphasize. When our ordinary appearance ceases completely, we become an enlightened being with the ability to benefit each and every living being effortlessly every day. So we need to encourage ourselves to think about Buddha's body, to think about Buddha's speech, to think about Buddha's mind, and yearn to one day have these. We ask Living Buddha, please bestow upon me the attainments of enlightened body, speech, and mind. We request blessings. When our mind is completely purified, we will experience our environment or world as the enlightened world, our body as an enlightened body, the pure illusory body, our speech as enlightened speech, which fulfills the wishes of all living beings, our mind as an enlightened mind, the holy mind of omniscient wisdom, which realizes all phenomena, especially the union of conventional truth and ultimate truth, directly and simultaneously. And because our mind is completely pure, our activity becomes enlightened activity. So these are the four complete purities which we accomplish through engaging in all the paths of Lam Rim, of Sutra and Tantra. So Geshe-la also said, if we attain Buddha's body, the pure illusory body, we can fulfill the wishes of all living beings. If we attain Buddha's speech, then with this pure speech, we can purify the negativity of all living beings. If we attain Buddha's mind, meaning clear light, then we become ultimate refuge for all living beings. So when we understand these meanings, when we contemplate this verse about Buddha's completely pure body, speech, and mind, we develop deep faith in Buddha, and we never forget. These are the accomplishments we wish to accomplish with our precious human life.